So we know that living life as a work of art is no joke. We know that it takes hard work, practice, commitment. We're ending each episode this season with a challenge, one designed to help us move toward the art of living. And of course, we're doing it too. So this week we talked about how to serve our neighbors. And so, Allie, I served. Did you serve?
I did.
I did.
Yep. This was not, it's not my favorite
one.
How bad does that sound?
It sounds very real, which is good.
We like to keep it real here.
Yeah,
so what did you do?
So, gosh, I'm almost embarrassed to say, but here it is. My house, the house immediately next door to me, is being renovated. We live in a really old neighborhood, and it's gotten some traction in terms of like buying and flipping. And the people who bought this house are buying it for the sole purpose of flipping. So they're not really my neighbors. But the people who have been working on the house for the past 30, 40 days at this point, they kind of are my neighbors.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they don't live there, but they come every morning and they leave every day. And so they hadn't had their water turned on. And so I have been, this is going to sound really like, I can't believe this is serving, but it felt like serving to me because it was something I didn't want to do. I mean, I've been letting them use my water.
Wow.
Seriously, for the past 30 days.
The workmen?
Yes.
In what way?
So,
to drink or to work
so
with?
So they've been drinking. They've been washing their hands. They have been, what do you call it, pressure washing the house and the stuff.
Wow.
Right? I haven't gotten the bill yet. It's easy to say yes until I get my water bill. I know.
Wow.
I mean, I don't, not wow, like that's great. Wow, like I can't believe
those guys don't have water. You're showing them mercy.
Yes.
You really are. But there's something in me that violates. Like it violates a sense of like, where the heck are those guys supposed to be getting water? And why is it coming from you instead?
Right.
But guess what? I guess it really doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't matter.
It really just doesn't matter.
I've had the same reaction. And the only thing that I can say is, thank you that I can pay the water bill. Like,
right.
I don't really know what my reaction is supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. And it caused me to like feel some things when you were saying that. But no doubt it's service.
Neighboring is hard. Let's be honest.
It is. So here's what I did. I have a next door neighbor who has lent me many things when I've been baking or in the middle of recipes.
Yeah.
And since they're right next door, they're the first place I send my kids. Like,
can
you please go to Mrs. Creviston's and get me an egg? So they have done that cheerfully for me a number of times. And so they also have a son who we love. And he used to come around a lot, and now he doesn't come over anymore, and we miss him. And we genuinely love this kid, and we have missed his presence around. And my idea was to kind of roll those two and take them like a bundle of things to say, not only thank you for serving me, but also here's some things that I know Joe loves that I've missed giving him, like his favorite cookies. And
oh,
he drinks
sweet.
Some of our barrel, like we buy the little juices that look like barrels because they're low sugar for my kids, but he loves them. So I sent some of those over. So I was kind of twofold, wanting to say thank you for the ways that you've served me, but also we miss Joe and here's some of his favorite things, you know, that we know about him.
How'd you
so
feel?
I sent over a basket of stuff. I felt great, and I put a note with it, and I explained basically what I just said to you. And I felt great. And then when it came time to go over and give it to them, I struggled. I had trouble making myself go over, and I ended up having one of my kids take it over instead.
Why did you struggle?
So I can't I struggle face to face. And I think this is one of my barriers with neighboring. And so I want to tell you that I'm ashamed of myself for not taking it over myself. But I had lots of joy in putting it together and the message that it was sending to them. But I really struggled to take it over and go face to face, not because of them. They're lovely. It has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
I struggle face to face in a lot of ways.
Is it like a rejection thing?
I can struggle with rejection in some settings, but I don't think that was particularly at this time. I think it feels like it's going to create intimacy or something that makes me a little uncomfortable.
Wow.
And
man,
wow.
This
right?
is an episode.
I know.
Wow.
And I was like, I think I'll just keep them arm's length.
Wow.
And it wasn't really a decision I thought about before I did it.
Yep.
But I've thought about it a lot afterwards, and how I analyzed why I wanted one of my kids to take it over instead of me. Mm-hmm. And now I wish I had taken it over myself. And I've learned something about myself as a neighbor that I think I sort of avoid face to face because it's like more relationship than maybe I want on the surface. But I'm not proud of that. Like, I don't want to continue in that way. So,
well, here's a thought. There's always tomorrow. You can always go back. I just wonder what it would look like if you just popped over and said, hey, sorry I didn't get a chance to walk over, but I'm also thinking for myself, I wonder if I could do a do-over with my neighbor, mm-hmm. Reen.
Well, maybe it's not a do-over. Maybe we're just on a continual journey of being better neighbors.
Okay, good. I mean, so what's the deal? I mean, for people who might be listening to this attempt mm-hmm. at neighboring, mm-hmm. It's awkward.
It's awkward. I need an extra push.
Mm-hmm. You got to get your reps in.
Yep.
You have to do it more than once, so it's not a one and done. So for me, maybe I need to not just let them use my water. Actually, we're done.
Let them use your bathroom.
No. But maybe I will bring them some stuff to make cookies in their own,
and
in their own unfinished kitchen.
I mean, for me, I think the biggest thing is knowing I have the instinct mm-hmm. to want to involve my heart and make it a real relationship. But even that instinct creates discomfort. That I want to also simultaneously shy away from.
Yeah.
I'm pretty messed up.
Man, what do you think our...
That's okay. We're on a journey.
Absolutely we are.
We're totally on a journey.
What do you think our listeners
I don't know, but we want to know, as usual. Yes. Find us on Instagram at IKR Podcast or send us an email, ikr@crossroads.net. We really want to know, did you neighbor better than us?
Please.
Yes, please. and we want to be inspired by you and the neighbors that you are and the neighbors that you're becoming.
Absolutely. So see you guys.
Hit us up.
Yep.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio.